Audio Renaissance presents The Quest by Wilbur Smith. Read for you by Simon Vance.
Two lonely figures came down from the high mountains. They were dressed in travel-worn furs and leather helmets with ear flaps strapped beneath their chins against the cold. Their beards were untrimmed and their faces weather-beaten. They carried all their meager possessions upon their backs. It had taken a hard and daunting journey to reach this spot. Although he led, Meron had no inkling where they were. Neither was he sure why they had come so far. Only the old man who followed close behind him knew that, and he had not yet chosen to enlighten Meron. Since leaving Egypt, they had crossed seas and lakes and many mighty rivers. They had traversed vast plains and forests. They had encountered strange and dangerous animals and even stranger and more dangerous men. Then they had entered the mountains, a prodigious chaos of snowy peaks and gaping gorges where the thin air was hard to breathe. Their horses had died in the cold, and Meron had lost the tip of one finger, burned black and rotting by the crackling frosts. Fortunately, it was not the finger of his sword hand, nor one of those that released the arrow from his great bow. Meron stopped on the brink of the last sheer cliff. The old man came up beside him. His fur coat was made from the skin of a snow tiger that Meron had slain with a single arrow as it sprang upon him. Standing shoulder to shoulder, they looked down on a foreign land of rivers and dense green jungles.
5 years, Meron said. 5 years we have been upon the...